The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Wrestling. Tonight, it's a top 10 duel in Class C as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Central City Bison. High School Wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
As Conley is in on another shot, and he's got the takedown here to go up 11-6 over Banuelos in the 170-pound final. And now, a tip by Conley to get some near fall points against Banuelos, and he'll get the three near fall, and he'll go up 14-6.
The powerful Bison are down in numbers this season, but still boast a top 10 ranking, while the Kearney Catholic Stars feature some heavy hitters and are rated fifth heading into 2014. All the exciting action of Bison versus Star Wrestling is coming up next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Dune and Jeff Babel live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney at Kearney Catholic High School. We start our 2014 portion of the high school wrestling season with a Class C top 10 duel tonight between the perennial power Central City Bison and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel with you here tonight as we will see some of our first wrestling action of 2014. Later this week, we're at the Amherst Invitational on Saturday. We got the Lou Platt Conference wrestling meet as always, which will also be here at Kearney Catholic on the 25th. We've got the D3 District Wrestling Meet at Amherst, and of course, the state meet and state duels will all be going on as well. And Jeff Babel, whose high school career took him as a part of the O'Neill Eagles, who are now that you have graduated, Jeff.
Yeah, they're doing real well.
Yeah, they're the number one team.
Once they got rid of me, but we've also got, Doug, a couple of perennial top 10 teams, even top 5, in Central City and in Kearney Catholic tonight. Central City was the team that knocked off Scutt for their long run. So traditional powers here, Doug, but we've been kind of looking at the rosters. Three wrestlers apiece state rated for each team, so it might come down to those other eight weight classes where there isn't a state wrestler, where some of those records might not be the best, but we'll see who has the biggest heart, and that might be how this duel comes out. Who wants those weight classes where the records aren't the best? Just the matchups. It's gonna be a lot of matchups. You might see some strategy too, because if you look in some of those lower weight classes, they might try to match up those rated wrestlers, bump up somebody. We'll have to see. You never know until somebody sends one out how the strategy is going to go.
Well, we know that the draw tonight is at 170 pounds is where the starting weight will be tonight, and that has Brad Shuck for Central City. Kearney Catholic is open on that weight class right now, but will they move some kids around? We anticipated maybe 11 or 12 matches with a couple of buys here today. Central City has 12 of the 14 weight classes filled, and Kearney Catholic now has just on the paper 10 of the 14, but they've got a couple of kids listed at 220, and they're listed open at heavyweight, so I'm sure they'll move either Nick Brungard or Joe Dakey up to heavyweight, depending on how things go here. Problem is that the matchups tonight, if you look at the state rankings, you kind of have a lot of those where Central City has a very good, experienced wrestler. Kearney Catholic is young, where Kearney Catholic has a Keating or a Cantrell or a Thomas Conley, a couple of state champions. Kind of the same thing, pretty young on the other side of the roster. So we're glad to have you along with us. We'll see how it all plays out tonight at the Kearney Catholic Central City Duel, brought to you by Craig Weeches here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your Pioneer Hybrid Seed dealer. We'll take a break and be back and look at who is scheduled to wrestle tonight after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9. And don't forget, you can catch it on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Central City, their first meet, but they did wrestle over the holidays at the Creighton Prep Invitational right before the end of the year, so they did wrestle during the break. Kearney Catholic last wrestled in their own duels here. And after this, Central City will be ready for their Invitational coming up on Saturday. We'll talk more with Coach Darren Garfield after our duel here today. For Matt Rogers and the Kearney Catholic boys, they will be on the road for most of the rest of the season, except that they do get to host here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better bank, better choices. Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. At 106 pounds, Central City will send out Luke Peterson. Luke, a freshman, scheduled to take on Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic. Peterson, 13-6, and Cantrell, 13-1, and was a state runner-up last year. At 113, Michael McCann, who finished fifth at state last year, is 14-3 for Central City, expected to take on freshman Jack Keating of Kearney Catholic. Then at 120 pounds, Jeremiah Dickinson is listed for Central City. Kearney Catholic currently has that weight class listed as open. At 126 pounds, Andrew Myers has come down. He was wrestling 132, but due to injuries to Troy Vanderheiden and Colton Cole, Myers is now wrestling at 126 pounds. And this could be actually one of those, Jeff, that we talked about could decide the duel. Myers is a 6-10 sophomore who finished fourth at conference last year. And Kearney Catholic will go with 5-8 freshman Carter Fleshman. So one of those where some big points could be garnered.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of times some of those bigger name wrestlers, you know, they wrestle against these guys in practice, and so they're really amped for it. And sometimes some of those lower, not rated kids, some of those kids with not the better record, they bring it in practice. They push those starters, and so they know it's in them. It's just, can they get it out and get it against the other wrestler? And this matchup at 126, like you said, that could be the one.
132 and 138 is where Central City is open due to those injuries. Coach Darren Garfield has the two gentlemen in Cole and Vanderheide that we talked about actually dislocated their elbows in the last couple of weeks of the season, and both are out. Kearney Catholic has freshman Ty Conley and senior two-time defending state champion Adam Keating at those two weight classes. At 145 for Central City, Jonah Peterson, an 11-9 junior who was fourth at conference and qualified for state last year. Joe Feldner is there for the Kearney Catholic Stars. He is a sophomore who is 14-2 so far this year. Then Kearney Catholic has Ryan Rogers and Ben Palmer, 152 and 160. We'll see how that plays out. Rogers is 7-7, and Palmer, a sophomore, is 3-10. On the other side, Ryan Molosik of Central City, a sophomore at 152, second at conference, but just getting his season underway. He's only 3-1 on the season. And Jordan Hollingsworth is another sophomore on a fairly young Central City team at 160 pounds who is looking to find his way. At 170, Brad Shuck is a sophomore for Central City, 12-8 sophomore right now. Kearney Catholic lists that as open. Defending state champion Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic is at 182 pounds. And so far this year, Conley is undefeated at 15-0. He is a three-time defending wrestler conference, a state medalist, fifth, fifth, and first, and is ranked number one this year at 182 pounds. Marshall Mikowski is a sophomore at 182 for Central City. 195, Kearney Catholic is listed as open, while Justin Mackey is a senior for Central City, 10-9, and a senior. At the upper weights, it looks like Lane Johnson will get the 220 start for Central City. Johnson is 3-11 and just a freshman against Nick Brungard, a junior for Kearney Catholic, who's 4-4. And then Blaine Pop, a 285-pounder for Central City. He's a 10-2 junior, set to take on baby Joe Dakey, I would assume, will bump up and wrestle him at heavyweight. Dakey, just a sophomore. So there's actually a lot of youth, but the one thing you see, Central City doesn't have as many kids this year as they've had. Kearney Catholic starting to continually build that program after an outstanding season last year. Central City, of course, winning state championships and bouncing back and forth between BNC. Kearney Catholic here the last couple of years has had a chance to really do some good things. They lost Damon Rodriguez, who probably would have given them 20 more points at the state meet at least. And there's a kid that probably will keep them right around fifth. But they still got some kids in this lineup that could be big hitters. A lot of tournament winners, a lot of district winners, and should get them a lot of state tournament points. So those are our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a break and be back with more from the Central City Kearney Catholic Duel after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Doug Duda and Jeff Babel back with you here on our pregame show. Brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We mentioned that there are some state-rated wrestlers here today. These are the rankings as of the first of the year. Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic is third at 106 with Wyatt Allen of Wood River, who he will see most likely at the conference tournament, setting number one. At 113, Michael McCann of Central City is setting fourth in the state coming into 2014. And Jeremiah Dickinson of Central City is fifth at 120 pounds. Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, the two-time defending state champion, of course, is number one at 138 pounds. Ryan Molosik of Central City is fifth at 152 pounds, and Thomas Conley is number one at 182 pounds. But, Jeff, this is that time of the year. You come out of Christmas break. This is where you want to be in shape all year, but coming out of Christmas, you've been eating, you've been working. You want to be in shape, and your coaches want you ready to go now.
Well, and you get that 2-pound allowance, Doug. And in wrestling, that's a big deal. Like I remember, I never seemed to get back to the original weight pre-Christmas. Looks like we're gonna have to take a national anthem break. I have another point I wanted to get to here quickly.
We'll take a break and be back with the start of our duel right after this.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, we're about ready to get our high school wrestling duel underway here between the Central City Bison, ranked 10th in Class C, and the Kearney Catholic Stars. They are ranked 5th in Class C as the captains meet at the middle of the mat here. And Steve Faber will be our official this evening. And I'm sure perfection is in his mind tonight. But, Jeff, we were talking about the kids coming off the Christmas break as we went into break.
Yeah, and it's kind of going back to the duel tonight, Doug, a little bit. You know, sometimes we had said maybe it's going to come down to those eight-way classes where there aren't state-rated kids tonight. That might not be the case. You might be a kid where if you're facing Connolly, your objective is to not get pinned and not give up those 6 points. Instead, just try and get a point here or there, and that might be the difference. You know, a duel between top 10 teams like this, each point could be huge, and it might just come down to don't get pinned against the studs. And then if you're a stud for your team, get that pin, because you never know. I mean, 1 or 2 points here or there could be the difference.
Bonus points will be a premium tonight, and it looks like maybe the forfeits tonight or the open weight classes will even out. So there's one thing you'd go. And so we start off right away, and Kearney Catholic will not put out a 170-pounder here. So Brad Chuck will get the 6 points here with the forfeit for Central City. And not the most exciting way to start it out, but Kearney Catholic doesn't have a 70. Now Thomas Conley will take the mat here and take on Marshall Mikowski of Central City in our first match at 182 pounds.
Yeah, Conley, defending state champion, Doug, 15-0 in the year. He's one of those guys where you want to see if he wants to get you 6 points if you're Kearney Catholic. And if you're Central City, just don't get pinned. Try to get something out of it. And if not, try and maybe somehow stick Connolly. Catch him in a mistake if he's not on his game, on his A game tonight. You never know.
Well, that'll be the one thing for these wrestlers checking out here and seeing some of their first action. Well, of course, the kids, for the most part, missed school yesterday. And so even though they're practicing, as Conley wastes no time in on a single and goes right to the mat here for a takedown for Thomas Conley to start things off here as he went in quick on Mikowski, and he'll cut him. And we might see a lot of this takedown and escape, see if Conley can just get that one big move and start 2014 off right.
Yeah, and he went straight to the single and then right into a double leg, Doug. Got the quick points, was cutting him right away. Might try to get up there in that 15, get those three near falls. Eventually, if he can't get the pin, just might get the tech fall and get the five.
Now, there's only one thing Conley's going to be looking for here tonight. That's to get that pin here and go to 16-0 on the season. He's up to a 4-1 lead here. With the two takedowns, thought he was going to be able to maybe set up a cradle here and get the tip, and now maybe he will. He controls that wrist, and he has got a near fall started here, a three count, but working out of it. We're going to get the two-point near fall instead of a three, but Conley, as expected, off to a quick start here, 6-1, and he gets the tip again. He's really controlling that near arm, and he gets another tip here, trying to finish things off, but another two-point near fall. So it is 8-1, and we have 50 seconds to go in the first period.
Yeah, nice job, Conley. Just working it, just trying to get a tip going there, try and get something not there, so he cuts them here, and they're back on their feet.
So the escape makes it 8-2, and Mikowski, just his sophomore, he's going to get taught a few lessons here, and there's an easy takedown for Thomas Conley. So easy takedowns here for Conley, and he wants to get some action here, and he goes with a tip, and he is going to get the pin. There it is. Got what he wanted on that third takedown and stacked him up with the pin in 1:31, Thomas Conley. Will get the victory, and that ties us up at 6. Of course, you get 6 for a forfeit. You get 6 for a pin. If you win by a tech fall, which means you're up by 15 points or more, they stop the match, you'll get 5 points. A major decision is an 8-point win or more, and that'll get you 4 points for your team, and any other regular win is 3 points. And we go to 195 pounds, and Justin Mackey will get the second forfeit here for the Central City Bison. And that makes it 12-6 in the team score for Central City. But now what could be a couple of interesting matchups here between the big boys. You've got a lot of younger, maybe inexperienced heavyweights and 220-pounders here. Nick Brungart of Kearney Catholic, 4-4 as a junior, is taking on a freshman, it looks like, for a Central City. And they would go with Lane Johnson. So Lane Johnson will check out there. That means Blaine Pop. We'll go and Joe Dakey at the heavyweight. So 12-6, Kearney Catholic looking to pick up some valuable points here as they've already given up two forfeits and may have to do at least one more at 120 pounds. So the Stars will have to overcome giving away 18 points. Now, Central City looks like they will probably give away 12 points at 32-38 unless some jockeying goes on. I talked to the coaches. It looked like one of the key matches that we could have had was at 113. Michael McCann's already there as a state-rated wrestler for Central City. Cantrell, Alex Cantrell's a state-rated wrestler at 106, but it does not sound like they will bump him up and have the freshman Eric Pacheco wrestle. and that's one of the unfortunate things here. I was hoping you would just see some good matches, and now the takedown by Lane Johnson. He works high, gets that headlock, and takes Brungardt to the mat here for a two-point takedown. Now Brungardt going to try and roll through here and get the reversal after the three-point near fall. So a reversal by Brungardt, and he's got Johnson on his back here, and we're only a minute into this first period. So a lot of scoring here, but Brungardt, he's got his arm underneath the bridge there. He's got to release that headlock and try to step across here, Jeff, and he's done that, and he's trying to put some pressure here on Lane Johnson as he's got the near fall.
Hey, he's got those legs sunken in deep, and it looks like Central City's going to get out of this one, try and get a reversal here, and then Brungardt gets back on top, Doug, but like you had said, maybe just needed to make a little bit more move there, and maybe that's why they're so young. They don't have the technique quite yet to learn how to do that.
Scores should be 5-5 here. Both wrestlers picking up three-point near falls, and Brungardt's trying to get that underhook here and set up a little half Nelson, maybe. Roll him along, but he's running out of time.
Trying that high half here there, Doug, on the right side. Like you said, 7 seconds left, so if he's going to try and get him over, he needs to do it quick.
So Brungardt found himself on his back early, but he battles out of that in the first period. Will come to an end as they try to stack him up again, but the time runs out. And they'll go over to the scorers table. It should be 5-5. They did not put up the three near fall for Lane Johnson, which was indicated. And so they'll take care of that right now, and then we'll see who gets our first choice of bottom here in the second period. So a lot of action there at 220. That's kind of what you expect. If you don't get pinned, there's a chance for a lot of action here because those big guys, young and inexperienced, trying to roll through.
Exactly. And early on, we saw a lot of just arm wrestling, Doug, trying to get the inside position. Saw the early headlock go right to the ground, get the near fall there. But then, like you said, just a lot of rolling around. So a quick reversal for the other team and another near fall. So it's essentially those bigger weight classes, they kind of just fight with each other with their arms. And then if they can get you, you watch out, they may be able to get the pin here.
Fun part is they like to throw. The bigger you are, the more you want to throw, and you run into a couple of throwers, and that would end up being the case. So we've got a delay here as they try to figure out the scoring here. That'll give the big fellas a chance to rest and maybe let them go explode off the whistle here. You're listening to the Kearney Catholic Central City High School Wrestling Duel on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Central City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Early on, we started at 170. We've seen 2 4-foot wins by Central City. Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, the state champion, wins by a pin at 131. So now we're here at 220, and Central City and Lane Johnson will choose bottom as we are tied 5-5 going into the second period, and that means Nick Brungardt will be top here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And then our heavyweights will be coming up next. We expect it'll be Blaine Pop of Central City and Joe Dakey of Kearney Catholic, and you would expect the Central City would get the nod in that match. So a big one here for Kearney Catholic if they want to win this duel here tonight. And off the whistle, trying to roll through there is Johnson, but Brungardt locks him up high, and he's already trying to stack him up here, Jeff.
Yeah, two quick moves there by Johnson. Looked like he might have got the escape, possibly a reversal, but great job by Brungardt staying on top, not letting him go, and try to get that high half going again. We got a stop delay here. Looks like a potentially dangerous.
Yeah, I think he might have even locked him up on a full Nelson there because he gave him, it was an illegal, so
okay, there
it was a full Nelson, and they'll give him the 1 point. So it's 6-5 now. Johnson is up in the match, and he's on bottom trying to get some escape points or a reversal here as we're 30 seconds in. A little too high here for Brungardt. He might pin himself. Brungardt has thrown himself to his own back here, and now Johnson's able to get the reversal for the 2 points, and Brungardt's got to get off his back with a minute 15, and he does. Good, powerful legs, and he reverses right back. I think they gave him the near fall points too there, Jeff, a 2 point near fall, so it's 10-7. Johnson of Central City with the lead. Brungardt trying so hard to get the tip there that he ended up losing his balance and got on his own back.
Sometimes you forget your technique when you're out there. You get a little too high, and those good experienced wrestlers there reverse you, and that's exactly what Johnson did. Now Johnson was quickly reversed again, so now Brungardt back on top.
Well, Johnson's got to find a way to pick some points up, and there's the same thing again. Brungardt tries too hard to turn him, and he gets himself on his own back. There's a reversal for Johnson, and Brungardt's now on his back with 40 seconds to go here in the second period. He's in real trouble right now, and there is the stick. Johnson stepped across and got the pin at the 3:29 mark, and a big win there for the freshman, Lane Johnson of Central City. as he wins by a pin in 3:20, and that gives Central City an 18-6 lead now in our duel. We'll take a break here as you're listening to High School Wrestling on Classic Hits, and go to the heavyweights when we come back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and former O'Neill High School wrestler Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium for Kearney Catholic Central City Wrestling Duel. We're at 285. Junior Blaine Pop of Central City comes in with a record of 10-2 against the sophomore Joe Dakey, 2-3 for Kearney Catholic. And it took a full minute of work here, but Pop is finally able to get the initial takedown. Good upper body tangling there, trying to control the arms and finally the throw there for Blaine Pop. He's up 2-0.
Yeah, Pop with the just kept going with it, didn't get frustrated, just kept doing his patience, getting his move. Finally got the takedown, Doug. Now he's just trying to turn Dakey there.
Well, Joe not making it easy for him as he continues to work on bottom there, and Pop doesn't really seem to know what he wants to work here. He grabs one arm, he goes for another wrist, can't get a leg in at all right now, and we're down to 24 seconds to go in the first period. And now maybe finally getting that head where he wants it is Blaine Pop, and trying to pick the ankle but misses on that. And so now just tries to gain control of the wrestler again. And finally able to make a little mini throw, but nothing that gets him on his back. And it looks like the time will expire here in the first period. And Blaine Pop of Central City will have a 2-0 lead over Joe Dakey of Kearney Catholic.
It's a big 2 points, not letting Dakey get an escape point. Keep it up. So now if you win the toss, you want to get the third period choice. The two-point lead going in the period is big right there.
Kearney Catholic will win the toss here, and they will defer to go into the second period. So that means Blaine Pop will take bottom, and we'll see what Dakey can do from the top here. You look at these 285-pounders, and Joe, who's could have wrestled 220, that's another thing. They're giving up some. He's given up some pounds here, quite a few of them, and he breaks control here to escape for Blaine Pop as he just lost the arm, bounced off of him, and Pop comes to his feet. Now he's in on a good single and will get the takedown here if he can step across to there. It is takedown for Blaine Pop. He's up 5-0, 1:35 to go here in the second period.
And if you're like Dakey, I've done it a few times, if you wrestle up, sometimes you just got to be perfect on your technique. You can't make the mistakes because those weights advantage, it doesn't seem like much. It doesn't seem like, you know, a couple 20, 30 pounds as much, but it's huge in wrestling, Doug. And just the, you can't make a lot of mistakes because they'll stick you, because those guys are used to wrestling at that weight class.
Well, don't forget, we've also got basketball going on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minden is at Adams Central. Girls game currently ongoing, and then the boys will follow. Now getting that far side cradle and getting a tip, but it's on the edge of the mat. We've got no points yet, though. No count there, and getting out of it was Dakey, but he didn't come to his feet. He just kind of stood there. They broke contact, but there was no escape awarded because Dakey just kind of stand there, and now they face off on the mat, shoulder to shoulder. 5-0 in favor of Blaine Pop of Central City. 40 seconds to go, and finally Pop just says that's enough, and he cuts Dakey, and they'll come back to their feet.
Yeah, Pop just tried to keep working that head. They got too close to the edge. Said it's not worth it, just trying to get. So he cuts him. Got the 4-point lead here, Doug.
Again, you're listening to High School Wrestling, Central City taking on Kearney Catholic on this first Tuesday of 2014. We'll have basketball here on Thursday, Wood River Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460. Thursday's basketball on Classic Hits will be Donovan Trumbull at Ravenna. Friday, we'll have Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic here on Classic Hits, and Kearney High North Platte on ESPN 1460. And after they came back to their feet, Looks like both of them want to catch a little bit of a breather here, and the second period will come to an end with the score. Blaine Pop of Central City, 5, and Joe Dakey of Kearney Catholic, 1. 18-6 in our duel. Central City with the lead, 2 forfeits and a pin. Kearney, and that pin coming from Lane Johnson at 220. Kearney Catholic's Thomas Connolly got the pin at 182 pounds. And they will be heavily favored at 106, will the Stars. But then heavily favored at 113 will be Central City. And Central City, unless something weird happens, looks like they'll have 2 forfeits at the 32 and 38-pound weight classes. So they choose both up here as Dakey, who deferred, decided to go both up instead of try to get up off the bottom. And that's when you're given 40 pounds here, maybe more. He doesn't want Pop just laying on him. He's going to try and pick up some points with a takedown as they go both up.
Yeah, he couldn't do much when he was down on bottom, Doug. So maybe he's thinking, here in the third, I can try and catch Pop. Maybe he's going to try to throw me, and I can catch him and then throw him, get him to his back. Because right now, Pop just seems to be in control of this match.
Pop went for a headlock throw and slipped right off. Now he's trying to underhook, and they go down to the mat, and now Pop just kind of steps over the top there. There was no real big move there. He just kind of kept yanking on the arms, and finally Dakey's legs gave out, and Pop just stepped over for the takedown. He leads it 7-1 with a minute to go in the match here at heavyweight for Central City.
Now Pop, he's up 6, so he wants to try and get some back points here, Doug. Maybe get this from get some more bonus points that we talked about that earlier. Bonus points could be huge in this match. Pop needs to try and get Dakey to his back. Dakey needs to try and get an escape here, get this back down.
So Blaine Pop getting the job done here for Central City. 30 seconds to go, and again, not much has happened when he's been on top. He hasn't really been able to do anything as far as turning Dakey here. And this is what you'll see from the heavyweights, especially the younger heavyweights, where not much will happen. And now almost getting that headlock up top and getting the twister, but couldn't get him turned, and time is running down here. He's trying to get that 3 near fall, which would give him a major decision, but he's going to run out of time. Blaine Pop will win by a score of 7-1 over the undersized sophomore Joe Dakey of Kearney Catholic. And with that, 3 more points on the board. It is Central City 21 and Kearney Catholic 6. But now the Stars will get into a point here where they will be favored in 4 of the next 6 weight classes, get a couple of forfeits, give up a forfeit possibly, depending on whether Coach Matt Rogers would happen to send out. Maybe he might send Eric Pacheco out there at 120. He'd be giving up a lot of weight. But now you've got Alex Cantrell. He is a second-place finisher last year at the state meet. He's 13-1, solid wrestler, and he's taken on a freshman, Luke Peterson, who's 13-6. But Cantrell is in quickly and gets the takedown.
Such a stark difference, Doug, between the heavyweights and the lower weights, the 103-pounders. Cantrell just made quick work there, got his 2 points, 20 seconds into the game. Now he's just going to try and turn over Peterson and get some more near-fall points.
Very quick. Cantrell knows what he wants to do. And for a senior, hard to maybe keep that weight down to 106 pounds. And that's why Cantrell could be really somebody to be reckoned with in Omaha this February. Cantrell, of course, made the Parade of Champions last year, but only ranked 3rd. Trent Darrow of David City, everybody knows that name. Wyatt Allen of Wood River, so good kids ahead of him. You got David Jimenez, who he's seen, of Kennesaw Shelton, ranked 4th. Tucker Hicks, who is in his district, is ranked 5th. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities here for Cantrell, if everything matches up right, to see most of those kids that he's rated in the same, or that are rated with him, before the end of the season. And Cantrell can't get him turned, so he cuts him here. Peterson will pick up the escape with 45 seconds to go in the first period. Cantrell's up 2-1. Peterson takes a weak shot, and Cantrell makes him pay for it as he gets the hips and rolls him right back down to the mat for another takedown.
Yeah, and Peterson might be out there, kind of like we said earlier, just learning a lesson here, learning from a guy like Alex Cantrell. He's got to be out there and fight and just try to avoid that pin right now. Cantrell needs to try and work on his game here, get him on his back, so you can use that in your later matches against some of those district competitions you had been talking about earlier, some of those guys that Cantrell will be facing later on this year.
Peterson was just kind of flattening out there on the mat, and Cantrell got the wing, and he turns him to his back with 7 seconds. Peterson needs to hold on here for about 3 more seconds. Cantrell squeezing, and time does expire about a second before the pin. A 3-point near fall for Alex Cantrell, and Cantrell is up by a score of 7-1 here at the end of the first period. Got the wing, got it locked up there, but he could not quite. Had there been five more seconds,
exactly,
I think he gets the pin.
He had it sunk in deep, Doug, and it just literally was about hit it about 6 seconds, needed about 10 so he could finish off the pin.
So to start the second period, Cantrell gets choice. He's decided to take bottom. He's immediately to his feet. He faces Peterson and couldn't quite get the reversal. Tries again, and there it is. Good active move, and he's going right in for the cradle here, and he has tipped Peterson off the reversal. It's 9-1. Peterson fights his way through, though. No points on that count yet, but Cantrell still in control.
Boy, Peterson almost had Cantrell on his back there, but great job by Cantrell rolling through. Just keeping his going, moving those legs, and now he's got another reverse, going to try and get another deep half in here.
Got to circle those hips around, and as he did, Peterson's able to roll through, get back onto his belly, but Cantrell in control, a minute 15 to go here in the second period, up 9-1. Peterson continues to play the wiggly worm down there and slips away again from Cantrell. So Cantrell trying for that far side wrist again. Really doesn't have anything right now, though, Jeff.
No, and he's just trying to work on something. The ref finally gets a stalemate call there.
Oh, maybe some blood.
And, yeah, blood for, I believe it's Cantrell maybe has the blood.
We got a blood time here on the mat at the 106-pound portion of our duel. Of course, we started at 170, and Alex Cantrell with the lead right now by a score of 9-1. That's a good chance for us to take a break here from some of our sponsors. We'll be back with more of this Central City Kearney Catholic High School wrestling duel in a minute.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Well, didn't take long to get the blood time taken care of there, so we restart, and with Cantrell in the top position after getting the reversal here in the second period. 9-1 is your score. And it looks like we've got to stop it here. They didn't reset the clock for the blood time. So everybody will yell at Mike Pacheco, and then we'll get this mat going again here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium.
So an issue with
he's
the
like
clock.
He's better than me. He knows all this technology though, so he'll have it all worked out over there. They'll reset it, and then coming up next, 1:13, we'll have Michael McCann, state rated senior for Central City, taking on a Kearney Catholic freshman in Jake Keating, and that's where we thought maybe Cantrell would bump up and wrestle McCann to see some of that competition, but Kearney Catholic decided not to do that. And so we will have a senior and a freshman wrestling each other. Unless Pacheco moves up to 113 and Keating moves up to 120, we might see that as well here.
And it's early in the season. They might just don't want to have those marquee matchups and, you know, guarantee your stud a win. So district seeding times around, they have those wins that they, you know, sometimes those head-to-heads, you don't always get those at districts. And sometimes just win-loss record might be the key. And you know, Coach Garfield, Coach Rogers, they want to coach their kids up, you know, give those younger kids a chance to learn here.
Well, they're trying to reset the clock here. I think we were close to about a minute left in that second period when the blood time occurred, and so they're trying to reset that here with Alex Cantrell leading by a score of 9-1. And they're actually going to take it all the way down to 41 seconds. So we're ready to go with the second period. Cantrell in command, and as Peterson tries to roll out of there, Cantrell got the ankle. Peterson slid back down to his base, and now he's trying to work his way out the final 30 seconds here of this second period. But Cantrell working up high. Jeff Babel trying to get a tip here before the end of the period.
Yeah, he's going 2-on-1 on that left side, just trying to get him on his back, Doug, trying to get 2, maybe 3 more near-fall points. It looked like he might get it here on the right side, throwing in a deep half. But great job there by Luke Peterson not letting it get it. So it's under 10 seconds now to go. So if you've got to think Central City right there, a good job by Peterson not getting turned on his back.
So that'll be the end of the second period. Well, we're going to get a stalemate first. It'll be a warning on Peterson for Central City. 3 seconds to go. They'll restart it. Peterson has done that a couple of times, just trying to kind of flatten out down there and stay out of trouble. And now that will officially be the end of the second period. Cantrell of Kearney Catholic, 9, and Peterson of Central City, 1. Central City has won 4 of the first 5 matches and will be favored here at 113 with Michael McCann, the state placer and conference champion from last year out of the Central Conference. So taking bottom here again, Cantrell is going to get out of there with the reversal. So he ended up taking bottom both periods.
I think Doug, Luke Peterson actually had won the toss and elected to go on top. I think that's what it was, and he didn't do much on top. Cating was able, or not Cating, Cantrell was able to reverse them both times, get his 2 points, so now 11-1.
11-1 your score, Cantrell in command, but he wants to get that pin, and pretty soon he'll run out of points to be able to do that. So his next move here, he can get 3 near fall and still be wrestling here at 14-1, but not much going on here for Luke Peterson as he's trying again to control the hand, and every time he gets the hand, he loses the ankle. Every time he gets the ankle, he loses the hand, and there it is again. It looks like Cantrell says, let's restart, and he cuts Luke Peterson, so that makes it 11-2, and they'll start from their feet. He wants to get that shot right to Peterson's back.
Yeah, just make that one signature move you got, that quick move. You get the shot into it and take him straight to your back. Don't even try to make the moves. Wasn't able to get him to his back there, Doug, but got in there 13-2. He's up 11 now, so he's able to get another 3 near fall, but then he'll be close to that 15 with that tech fall, but only 38 seconds to go.
Well, again, he's trying to get him tilted here, but with just 35 seconds to go, Peterson has done a good job of just avoiding being stuck right now and finally trying to tilt him again, rolling over Cantrell down to 25 seconds to go. Cantrell's going to win this, but can he get the pin down to 20 seconds to go? And Peterson, again, not doing much on bottom. I would expect maybe another warning. There he gets that cradle locked up, and Cantrell might get the turn here. Peterson doing everything he can. 10 seconds to go in the match, and Peterson's going to be able to fight it off, and that's going to be the end of our 106-pound match. Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic gets the major decision by a score of 13-2 over Luke Peterson. And that's our second match, that goes the distance here. Blaine Pop went the distance at 285, and now Alex Cantrell back up top gets the win for Kearney Catholic and tack on 4 points. That'll make it 21-10. Boy, Central City with the lead.
Boy, it looked like Cantrell maybe had that cross-face cradle there, Doug, at the very, very end. Nice job by Peterson not letting him get turned. He almost got turned, was able to fight it off. Kept the pin from happening, so 4 points instead of 6. That's 2 big points.
Now we'll see if Jack Keating can do the same thing against Michael McCann. You've got just about the exact same type of a matchup here. You've got an experienced senior state medalist, conference champion, taking on a freshman that has a lot of potential. And, of course, Jack Keating, we know his brothers. And, of course, Adam, 2-time defending state champion, a long lineage here, and now starting out his career. And I think Jack probably would be a 6-pounder, but you've already got Cantrell and Pacheco there, so he's up to 113. McCann takes the first shot, but he's going to end up taking Keating right off the mat and a restart in the middle. 113-pound weight class. Michael McCann. And McCann is ranked in the state at number 4, 113, and he's in on a big takedown. Couldn't quite get him to his back. Locks up around the hips there, and he's looking for the tilt, and he has got it. The near fall count is on, just a quick 2-count, though. As Keating kicks out of that, and they're on the edge of the mat. The 2-point near fall is awarded, so it's a 4-0 lead for McCann of Central City a minute into the first period.
If you're Keating here, you want to get some sort of points, Doug. You know, you're probably not favored in the match, but it doesn't mean you can't just be a fish out there. You want to try and fight back, get some points, make it a respectable score, and not let McCann get those bonus points. The state placer from last year, McCann.
McCann looked at a cradle there, couldn't wrap that up. Now goes crossface and nothing happens there. Grabs that wrist, but he's going to run out of real estate if he turns him over, and out of the circle they go. So a restart in the middle, and it's 4-0 in favor of Michael McCann. Keating will be on bottom here on the restart with 44 seconds to go in the first period. Have some highlights of tonight's match on NTV. See Dave Greek in the building. So might want to check that out tonight when you're watching your local sports.
Keating tried to sit out there, Doug. Didn't quite get it away, but looks like McCann's going to try and grab that ankle and turn him that way.
McCann right now looks like he's just trying to use brute strength here, and sometimes if you make a mistake, that's where you can get in trouble. You slip off or make a mistake where you're just trying to, instead of using technique, use power. That's where you can get in a little bit of trouble. But McCann is so experienced, you would hope that that wouldn't happen to him. But he's 14-3, the senior. They've already seen, as we said, at Creighton Prep, saw some really good competition here so far in December.
Trying to get that leg in.
But that'll be the end of the first period. And Michael McCann with a takedown, a two-point near fall, leads Jack Keating of Kearney Catholic by a score of 4-0. Kearney Catholic will win the toss here, and Central City will get choice. And McCann's decided instead of going both up, he's going to take bottom. I think right now it's just wherever he's more comfortable. I think he could get done what he needs to do either time. And immediately comes to his feet, big throw to the back, and McCann has got Keating on his back within 6 seconds. And some real trouble here. Boy, he fired off the bat and just threw him to the mat for the near fall. But Keating does roll off his back. Big play there.
Yeah, huge play. Nice job by McCann. He wasn't able to quite sink it in deep enough. Looked like he might have had it, but Keating kept fighting and kept fighting and kept fighting. Got off his back, avoided the pin, gave up the 3 near fall.
So it's 9-0 in favor of Michael McCann of Central City with a minute 30 to go here, and he looks over to the bench. They say, try something different, and there is a cut in on an ankle is Jack Keating. They did not give him the one-point escape, and Keating actually trying to work his way into a reversal here with McCann in a precarious position. Now, if he gets that wing, he might get a bad-looking tilt set up here. But there's a two-point near fall, so he did get that count on the unusual tilt.
Yeah, and now they're trying another sit out here. So, unfortunately for Keating, didn't get his one near fall or one escape point because he was trying for the reversal. McCann finally got his 2 near fall points there, up 11-0 now, throwing another tumble here.
Listening to high school wrestling on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Central City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here as trying to cut loose here. They do. Keating and McCann fired right in. He wants the cut and then take him down immediately again to his back. He doesn't get him quite to his back. He will get the two-point takedown, and there he's able to step across. But Keating is fighting hard. I don't think he got a count yet. Yeah, they did. They did give him the two-point near fall. So McCann now up 14-2 with 15 seconds to go in the second period. So yeah. Keating's getting tossed around, but he's still fighting.
Back on his back now.
There's a cradle locked up, and this is going to be the end of the match, whether it's a pin or not. 5 seconds to go, and you'll get a 3-point near fall, and that'll be a tech fall by a score of 19-2. Michael McCann will get the tech fall at the 3:58 mark here in period number 2. So what we could see now is an open weight class at 120. We'll see what Kearney Catholic does. Jeremiah Dickinson is set to come out for Central City. We'll see what they do. We'll take a break and be right back on Classic Hits.
Here's great news for soybean growers. Top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment are now available just in time, just down the road. You can get the new green-coated Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. So get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Our Kearney Catholic Central City wrestling duel continues. Jeremiah Dickinson will get the 4-foot win for Central City at 120. Now at 126, sophomore Andrew Myers, 6-10 for Central City, taking on the freshman Carter Fleshman of Kearney Catholic at 5-8. Carter is the son of our longtime buddy, Mike Fleshman, who helped us out so many times with his knowledge and expertise, longtime coach at Kearney High, and helped us out on our radio broadcast for nearly a decade, and of course passed away from cancer a couple of years ago, and miss him sorely, but always want to throw a shout out to the Fleshman family. This is our first chance to see Carter wrestle here, and he's in on a double leg trying to finish the takedown here midway through the first period. Takedown for Carter Fleshman.
Yeah, nice job by Fleshman. You know, probably not the favorite in this match, but he's got a lot of Grid out there trying to get the cradle there on that far side. He's got it on, and he just trying to get it, and looks like Myers gets away.
Big match here, though, for Kearney Catholic. If they want to win this duel, they're already down 32-10. But if they win this, they're going to get 12 points on back-to-back forfeits from Central City. So it's really 32-22 right now. And then we will have three more matches to go where we have matchups at 45, 52, and 60. At least we're anticipating two forfeits from Central City. Coach Darren Garfield gave us no indication before the match that there would be anybody coming out there for Central City. 10 seconds to go, trying to come to his feet is Myers, but Fleshman breaks him back down, and that will end the first period here. Fleshman of Kearney Catholic, 2-0 over Myers of Central City.
Yeah, nice, impressive first period for the freshman, Fleshman. That's a bit of a tongue twister there. He wins this one. Looks like he'll defer.
Carter a little bit taller, lengthy than what Myers is out there, which there's always advantages and disadvantages to that. And it looks like Fleshman will be on bottom here to start the second period. And off the whistle, tries to come immediately to his feet. And Myers getting a little high on Fleshman already. And Fleshman rolls through, and he's going to get the reversal. Myers just got too high there, Jeff.
Yeah, Myers tried to throw the legs in, Doug. And if you don't throw the legs in, you're so susceptible to being rolled. And Fleshman did a great job of getting the reversal there.
Fleshman picked the perfect time to pop it. And he is up 4-0 now early in the second period as Myers flattens out on his belly and makes Fleshman work here from the top, trying to find a cradle, picks that near side ankle. Not sure what he's going to be able to do with that right now, though.
Maybe just trying to break him down, Doug, and get to that other side. Whole lot of nothing going out right now. Nice job there by Fleshman, though, maintaining position.
Fleshman again, he's walking through, trying to set up that cradle. He's got, well, he lost the leg there now, as I think he was trying. He was losing his grip up top, and so he had to give up the leg to maintain control here. Fleshman of Kearney Catholic, a 4-0 lead over Myers of Central City midway through the second period. Earlier today, Alex Cantrell, Thomas Conley were winners for Kearney Catholic. Michael McCann, Jeremiah Dixon, Brad Shuck, Justin Mackey, Lane Johnson, Blaine Pop in the win column for Central City. Myers continues to work off bottom, and eventually they'll come off the top of the mat and restart in the middle with Fleshman leading it by a score of 4-0. And if Kearney Catholic wants to think about their being holding on to their number 5 ranking when they get down to Omaha and get down to state, they're going to have to take some of these young kids with them that get them just some points, a win anywhere along the way. Myers really working off bottom. Fleshman containing those hips, breaks him down once, breaks him down twice. Better be careful here, but there's locked hands. And now Fleshman might end up on his back, and it will be a reversal. So locked hands plus the reversal, that'll make it 4-3.
Yeah, big complete momentum change there. It looked like Fleshman might have had him, locked his hands, had terrible positioning. Myers was able to get the reversal right back into this game, only down one now.
Fleshman was working so hard to make something happen that he just tried a little too hard, and Myers waited for it, and then made his move. And once those hands are locked, you can do about anything you want because they will stop action if the advantage stays there with the locked hands wrestler. But that'll be the end of the period, and it's Carter Fleshman of Kearney Catholic 4 and Andrew Myers of Central City 3. And for the second time here, the Kearney Catholic wrestler has been able to be on bottom for both the second and third period. So Central City, and we're seeing more and more of that here over the last 5-6 years, more kids that'll take top. And Myers comes off to the side here trying to work the near side wing and maybe lock that up, tip him over, get him tilted.
It used to be an automatic point almost if you chose bottom. And now you're seeing some of those guys able to throw legs in and do better on top, try and get near falls. Looks like we might almost have one here too.
Fleshman trying to stay off his back, and again, Myers getting a little high here, getting those hips locked in, and he's just trying to get that tilt for a two count, which would give him the lead. 4-3, Fleshman of Kearney Catholic leads Myers of Central City. We're down to 1:15 to go here in the third period. Fleshman scored 4, 2 in the first, 2 in this. Very close to being tilted, but Fleshman continuing to work off bottom. A lot of action. It's all about controlling the hand right now. Myers tries again. Now Fleshman trying to slide out the back door. Myers got the scissors in. We're down to 50 seconds to go. Really stretching that arm. And Fleshman's going to roll through. He might get the reversal. Face to face, no control changing. You can hear the Kearney Catholic fans starting to make some noise here. Fleshman is not going to be taken to his back, at least not right now. 40 seconds to go in the match. Kearney Catholic up 4-3. Still holding on for dear life is Myers to that leg.
Fleshman needs to get his left arm out there, Doug. He'll get his reversal here.
25 seconds, Kearney Catholic. Coach is Matt Rogers. Kenny Luther calling for the reversal, and there he got the arm out with 22 seconds to go. It's not over yet. 6-3, Fleshman, but he better not get on his back. He gets reversed right back, and he's near to go to the back. 10. Both wrestlers out of gas. Fleshman just needs to not get turned, and he'll hold on for a one-point victory. He's scooting towards the end of the mat in time. We'll run out. So by far, our most exciting match so far, and as we said at the top of the broadcast, Jeff, it could come from these younger kids that don't have spectacular records and will both have an equal chance to win. And Carter Fleshman of Kearney Catholic wins at 6-5.
And it just seemed like Fleshman was able to make a few less mistakes. Looked like Myers maybe got a little too high a couple times there. Fleshman did have the lock hands, but it didn't come back to bite him. Got the one-point victory, a big 3 points there for the Stars.
So at 132 pounds, freshman Ty Conley will pick up the forfeit win and add another 6 points here for Kearney Catholic. And then at 138, Adam Keating will come out and also garner a forfeit. So your score now with those 15 points added to the scoreboard is Central City 32 and Kearney Catholic 25. And you come down to three matches and you've got Molosik, the only state-rated wrestler, still to go here. So that will give Central City a favorite at 152. So it's coming down to those bonus points as we talked about. Joe Feldner, the sophomore for Kearney Catholic, will take on Jonah Peterson, the junior for Central City, in our high school duel between the Bison and Stars here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Feldner, he is 14-2, though, as a sophomore, unrated right now. Starting to make his own name for himself. And for Peterson of a Central City, he's 11-9. He placed at conference and qualified for state last year, but Kearney Catholic has to win this match if they're going to have a chance to win the duel. And they might even need to get bonus points here to do it because Molosik going to be a heavy favorite. And they need five more points to lock up the duel. And there's definitely a chance Molosik could do it. Then it could come down to Hollingsworth of Central City and Palmer of Central City. And Felder in on a single leg here. He's got the takedown. 1:20 to go in the first period.
It's big for the Stars. Like you said, Doug, duels, they're so different. It's almost more of a team aspect than sometimes those tournaments. So these 7 points, it's huge for the team to get that early lead, get the confidence, because the person that scores first a lot of times is the person that wins. So big points there for Kearney Catholic.
Our high school wrestling brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches. Science with service, delivering success. We'll recap it all when our duel is concluded. We'll get a quick word or two with Matt Rogers of Kearney Catholic and Darren Garfield of Central City. Kearney Catholic will head to the High Plains Invitational, which will be at Central Community College in Columbus this weekend. And Central City hosts their own Invitational this weekend. That's the next action for both teams. As the wrestlers come off the mat and reset again, Felder of Kearney Catholic, a 2-0 lead over Peterson of Central City. So Peterson on bottom here with 40 seconds to go in the first period, and Felder trying to find a way to score from the top.
Yep, just trying to work a half, Doug. The most simple rule, the first rule, or the first move you learn in wrestling, trying to get it going on that left side. Looks like Peterson might have stepped out there, but no change there. So back to the mat they go.
25 seconds to go, first period, 2-0. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you on this Tuesday night. Again, a reminder, we really dive back in. It's been that weird Christmas, New Year's break this year with a lot of dates falling differently and maybe some games and wrestling events moved differently. As the first period rolling to an end and coming out to tap the referee, one Nat Luther, and he does his job perfectly. And that'll be the end of the first period, 2-0. Feldner of Kearney Catholic with the lead over Peterson of Central City.
Trying to get more than just that normal decision here, Doug. Try to get that extra bonus point. Maybe get that pin. That'd be huge for the Stars.
Well, it's more than Feldner getting bonus points. He's just got to worry about winning first.
Yep.
And that's That's where he needs to worry about that. And he pops right off the bottom with a quick switch. He hits that switch, and it's 4-0. That took him 1 second, basically, to do that. Good job by Feldner.
Yeah, Feldner having a good year. 14-2, the sophomore. Up 4-0 right now over Peterson.
So as he tries to sit out here on the edge of the mat, looks like Feldner will end up working him off the mat here, and they'll have to go back to the middle of the circle here to restart, which they will. I want to remind you that we've got plenty of sports action later this week, including high school wrestling. Saturday from the Amherst Invitational, the four-time defending champion Broncos host their own invite. They'll see a lot of the same teams that they'll see in districts, plus a couple of other strong teams from the northeastern part of the state. And off the whistle here, good couple of works here in trying to sit out and control that ankle. Peterson's got something working off bottom here, Jeff.
Yeah, Peterson grabbed that leg. Looked like he had a good sit out. Now Feldner countering with a cross face. Kind of just both laying there.
Yeah,
there's
stalemate.
The stalemate.
Yeah, going to get that stalemate where neither wrestler is going to go anywhere, so they start it over. But that time, Peterson fired off the whistle a little bit quicker. This time, Feldner seems to fire off the whistle a little bit quicker, tries to control that wrist again. Gets up on the cross face, comes off to the side, and tries to get that tilt, try to step through. He's got he had the arm, then he lost it. So he's going to have to readjust. Now he's got it, and it looks like Feldner might get Peterson turned here. 50 seconds to go. He's got the five count started. He gets it to the five. Now it's all about Peterson getting out of there, or Feldner finishing it. He steps over. Now he's really in trouble. Peterson's on his back with 40 seconds to go here.
Loses the arm.
Lost the arm, though. So the pin that Kearney Catholic needed, they do not get during that exchange. But a three-point near fall, and Feldner is up 7-0 here over Peterson of Central City. Well, nearly finished it.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like Feldner maybe was a second or two away if he kept that arm. But Jonah Peterson got his arm free, Doug, prevented the fall, only gave him a couple near falls. So now under 15 to go in this second period.
Peterson trying to just stay off his back. He's really just working more to not get pinned here in this second period. Not a lot of offense from Jonah Peterson. It's all being initiated by Feldner as time expires in the second period. And Joe Feldner of Kearney Catholic with a 7-0 lead over Jonah Peterson of Central City. And they have elected to go both up here. So let's see if Peterson can get something going from the neutral position.
Yeah, Peterson just tried to survive that second period. Now it's a new period, Doug. They're both on their feet. Jonah's got some new life. See what he can do here.
I'm just waiting for him to roll through so I can see the Peterson roll. What do you think about that one, Jeffrey?
Uh-huh.
1:40 to go here, but Felder's in on the first shot, but they're going to run out of real estate in the upper right-hand corner of the mat. So they'll restart from the neutral position in the middle. Again, there will be two more matches. Ryan Molosik and Ryan Rogers expected to battle next here. The sophomore Molosik is a state-rated wrestler at 152 pounds against the senior Rogers of Kearney Catholic. Ryan, a 500 wrestler, will have his hands full to get on a single here. But right now, Peterson's doing a good job of staying on the edge of the mat, but he can't get off the mat. A two-point takedown for Joe Feldner. So now you've went to at least a major decision as they restart 9-0. Feldner looking for his 15th win here for Kearney Catholic against Jonah Peterson of Central City.
Now that it's in major decision, if you're Feldner, you want to keep it there. And you might want to get more aggressive, try to get that pin, but you don't want to get too aggressive and get stuck. Peterson seems like a guy who has the ability here. Not much scoring going on, though, for him so far, getting skunked.
I want to thank all the fans out there listening to the broadcast tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Central City coming to town. 1 minute to go here in the third period at 145 pounds. And Joe Feldner really has controlled the match since the start of the second period, and he's up 9-0 here. And again, Jonah Peterson just trying to avoid being pinned right now. There he tries to do a set out. That's really the first aggressive move we've seen here in quite some time from Peterson. But again, he just seems to be crawling to the edge, crawling to the edge, crawling to the edge, and Feldner hasn't really been able to do a whole lot to keep him on the mat. 25 seconds to go, and they're about ready to step off the mat again and restart it with 22 seconds to go. Darren Garfield and his powerhouse program at Central City going through a rebuilding process right now with a lot of young kids, not near the numbers out this year as they have had in the past. So as we see at the Class C and D level,
yep,
you're going to see the ups and downs, the peaks and the valleys. And, boy, the peaks have been something else for Central City. Kearney Catholic and Joe Feldner, 10 seconds to go. Trying one more time to get a tip here, and he's not going to get the job done, and that will be the end of the match. Joe Feldner of Kearney Catholic will get the 9-0 major decision over Jonah Peterson of Central City, and that will move the score to 32-29. And now a huge, huge match here, because coming up at 160, you're going to have Jordan Hollingsworth of Central City. He's just 2-13 against Ben Palmer of Kearney Catholic, who's just 3-10. Anything could happen in that match. So just to even give Kearney Catholic a chance, they're going to have to get a pin in the 160-pound match. And Ryan Molosik is only going to be able to win by a decision here. If Molosik wins by anything more than a decision, Central City wins the duel. But let's see what happens. Molosik with that heavily taped up and braced left knee and still trying to work his way back through that injury. And he takes the initial shot, and he'll work Ryan Rogers off the edge of the mat here. So a restart in the middle, 32-29. Central City with the lead here. Kearney Catholic had to give up one more forfeit in the match, and that could be the difference here. There's been three forfeits by Kearney Catholic and only two by Central City, a six-point difference. That would make it 29-26, and boy, yep, these last two matches, Jeff Babel, would really be a lot bigger out here as far as the team race
for
goes.
For sure, and right now Molosik seems to be the aggressor, and he goes for the double leg there. Looks like he's got it. Got the two there, Doug.
Now he's just trying, Rogers trying to keep from going to his back here, and he has to give up that takedown. So 2-0, and now trying to get him turned here. Molosik with a minute 10 to go in the first period, and he's got him locked up pretty good. Just depends which way he wants to turn him.
Got that left right arm. Trying to put in the half.
Yeah, got that half nearly locked up here. Really working on top is Ryan Molosik. Now Rogers trying to slide out the back door here. Molosik pretty high. And we've got a potentially dangerous. You get on top of that neck and tilt it more than the angle it's supposed to go, you're going to get that call all the time. So a restart, 48 seconds to go in the first quarter, or first period. Molosik of Central City, a 2-0 lead over Rogers of Kearney Catholic. Our next to last match here in the Kearney Catholic Central City duel. I want to thank the fine sponsors that always allow us to follow high school sports, whatever it may be, football, basketball, wrestling, volleyball. We're glad to be here. Oh, a lot of scrambling in there. Molosik, who was almost on his back, is able to put Rogers on his back.
Got the legs in.
30 seconds to go. Got him locked up. This is going to be tough for Rogers to get out of. But he's bridging. He's bridging strong. Molosik readjusts here. 18 seconds to go. Rogers looking right over at Coach Matt Rogers, telling him to keep spinning, keep spinning. Keep trying to work those hips. Now going for the tilt. Got him stacked up. Fireman's. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Central City. Oh, they didn't give him the pin. Woo! Might have been a hometown call there. Might not have been either. That's the beauty about wrestling. Everybody has their own opinion. The Central City fans, the Kearney Catholic fans. But it is a three-point near fall. What'd you think, Jeff?
It was awfully close. I think Rogers had enough scrolling around that maybe he didn't get. It's such a 50-50 call, and I think you're right on the home call. I think you are.
Just ran out of time there, and now they're going to go both up here. Is the choice to start the second period. Molosik a 5-0 lead. Gives him the little fake and then comes in with a strong shot. Molosik went for the double leg, lost it. Now he's able to get that toss. Down to the mat they go. No control gained right now, according to our referee, Steve Faber. But if Molosik pops his head out here, he's going to get the take down for Molosik, and now he's going to stack him up for another chance at a fireman's here, and he's not going to get the pin quite yet. Moments away, again, Rogers trying to fight off his back, and he does. He's got the three count on here if Rogers gets free. 7-0 with the three-pointers in the hopper for Ryan Molosik, who is controlling the match now. Very aggressive. One of those where he looks like he's got about a 20-pound advantage. He's got him cradled up big time now, Jeff.
He looks in trouble. There's the pin. It seemed like a matter of time. Molosik seemed to have the advantage, had the moves he wanted to know, knew which ones he wanted to do, couldn't get the first two, finally got the third one, got the pin, and got the dual victory.
So that'll be a six-point pin. Ryan Malasa gets the pin at the 3:01 mark here of the second period of the match to get the win by pin, and that makes the score 38-29. Central City will get the dual victory, but we still have one more match to go between the Moors that are pretty equal in records. Jordan Hollingsworth of Central City and Ben Palmer of Kearney Catholic. And again, you're kind of right here, Jeff, at that spot where the higher you get in the weight classes and the younger you are, the tougher it is to win. Well, now you got a couple of kids that are very comparable and both have an even shot here in this final match.
And like you said earlier, sometimes if you want to get down to that state tournament or even that district tournament, get some points, these weight classes are what's going to win those titles for you. Because your studs are going to get your points for sure. It's what are these lower classes going to do to where if you get an even matched opponent, you can start to work on stuff, get that win, get that confidence. That win can get you beating a guy from Central City or beating a guy from Kearney Catholic. That might be what one of these two guys needs.
Hollingsworth in on the initial takedown. They go off the mat, so they'll restart in the middle. Hollingsworth of Central City leading it 2-0. And we've got a minute 25 to go here in the first period. Pretty much staying in the center circle here after the restart. Don't forget, coming up, we will have our Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap brought to you by Craig Weeches, Pioneer Hybrids. Talk with both the coaches, Matt Rogers of Kearney Catholic, Darren Garfield of Central City. And in case you missed any of the results from earlier in the duel, we'll run them all down for you. So stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Central City, Aurora, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, you see Hollingsworth really working strong, and he's getting high. He's getting off the mat, actually, here. And down low, Palmer just kind of waiting for him to make a mistake and make a move from the bottom, maybe get the reversal, maybe get the toss, and Hollingsworth finally decides, I better slide back down here, and we get a stalemate.
We'd seen that from a couple of Central City guys earlier, just working those high legs, trying to get those high things. So if you're Central City, or Kearney Catholic, excuse me, if you're Hollingsworth, you've seen the ability to be able to turn him. If Palmer gets too high there, you can reverse him. So Hollingsworth just got to be patient, wait for a spot, and then take it.
A lot of youngsters on both of these teams. There are not a lot of seniors at all. In fact, for Central City, they have two seniors on their roster. Kearney Catholic does have four seniors on their roster, and three of those were in the state finals last year in Cantrell, Keating, and Conley. Keating and Conley, of course, bringing home the titles. Not much happening here over the last minute after that initial takedown by Hollingsworth. He's trying to work a move, he's done about five or six different things from the top there, Jeff, but each one has been countered by Ben Palmer.
Yeah, trying to work that right arm now. Looked like he might have had it, but I think he's going to run out of time. There's the whistle, so no back points there for Hollingsworth. Palmer down 2-0.
First period comes to an end in our final match at 160. Started at 170 tonight, and this time Central City wins the toss, so they'll defer, and Kearney Catholic will decide to go both up. Like we said earlier, back in the day, there wasn't even any point to ask after you flipped the disc. You knew they were taken down. Now you see guys wrestling over the summer, wrestling different styles, wrestling international rules, more Greco, so they are better at the upper body. And so you'll see them go both up. And now, trying to get that big toss and losing the head. It was Hollingsworth, but Palmer couldn't quite counter and get him to the mat. Hollingsworth made a big, big mistake. And after he goes for it the second time, he does secure the arm and get the takedown.
Beautiful fireman's roll there by Hollingsworth. Gets the takedown. And going back to what you said earlier, a lot of times, 2 points is greater than one, so sometimes they think, I'm just going to take him down here, get some 2 points instead of getting the one, because sometimes in these matches, 1 or 2 points might be the difference. And so if you can get two takedowns instead of a one escape, that's a big point.
So again, we're in our final match. Central City will win the duel, and it looks like we have got a
stalemate.
Timeout here, or did he just call stalemate? I wasn't sure that headgear was where it needed to be for Kearney Catholic, but nonetheless, stalemate, restart in the middle, and it's Hollingsworth of Central City, a 4-0 lead over Palmer of Kearney Catholic. We're midway through the second period off the restart. Palmer fires to his feet quickly, but boy, Hollingsworth is just strong, and he breaks him back down to the mat.
Yeah, it looked like Palmer had got the stand-up, would have got the point, but Hollingsworth had that right leg in, Doug, and sunk it in deep, so strong, took him right back to the mat. 50 seconds to go in this one.
Well, we saw this earlier with one of the matches was that Fleshman-Myers match where Fleshman of Kearney Catholic got out early and kept working from the top, and then Myers, it was like, okay, I know what he's going to do. It's coming, and bang, he made his move off the bottom, and that appears to be what Palmer is trying to do here because Hollingsworth is all over the place up top. trying to find something that's going to get him turned.
Just trying different things. He's got about three or four things in his belt he wants to try and use. First one didn't work. Now he's going to go to try number two. That didn't work, so we got another stalemate. We'll see what he tries to do off the top here.
Yeah, that was a stall. I think that might have been a stall warning there on Central City, and they restarted it. Could have been a stalemate, yeah, too, but I thought he dinged him for a stall warning from the top. And now off the mat, Kearney Catholic could not quite get the escape. They were on their feet. But now you can see Hollinsworth starting to get winded out there from all that work he's doing up top. You can tell he put his hands above his head. Now tries the underhook here off the whistle with 10 seconds to go in the second period. He's a little high, but it looks like no time for Palmer to get that escape here. In the second period, will come to an end. Jordan Hollingsworth of Central City leading Ben Palmer of Kearney Catholic by a score of 4-0. And now Hollinsworth will get his choice, and he's decided to take bottom. So Palmer going both up didn't work out for the Kearney Catholic wrestler.
No, it's one of the few times we've actually seen Central City take the bottom, Doug. It might be a new strategy Garfield's trying with these young guys, teaching them how to ride out an opponent. Might become crucial down at district time.
Well, Hollinsworth has two takedowns, but he hasn't been able to do anything off top, so try to pick up that point off the bottom. And now trying to set up a cradle, and getting that cradle sucked up is Palmer. Palmer has got him sucked up strong on the mat. It's just a matter of if he can hold it. He's got the whole period, but he can't. And reversing him out to his back. There was a near fall for Palmer, and reversed is Hollinsworth, and he's got Palmer on his back with a minute 30 to go. Trying to bridge out of there is Palmer. He almost bucks him off the mat right there. Palmer really trying hard after he just about picked up the win by pin. Now he finds himself on his back, down 6-3, a minute 15 to go. And there's the pin. Well, that is the great sport of wrestling. You could be a second away from winning, and the next thing you know, you're on your back looking at the lights.
It's such a roll. I mean, you literally go from thinking you've got him stuck to 1 second later, fighting for air, you're probably done. Hollingsworth did a great job reversing it, sticking in that deep half. Just a matter of time. Got it at 1:13 to go there. Pin there for Central City and the dual win.
Jordan Hollingsworth gets the pin. The official time is 4:47, and Central City will pick up the dual win here over Kearney Catholic by a score of 44-29. We'll take a break and be back with more high school wrestling after this timeout on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. I want to thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics, including high school wrestling, where we've got, as we said, a couple of events this week. The Amherst Invite on Saturday, and tonight, the Kearney Catholic Central City Wrestling Duel. It's time for our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. And Jeff, again, in this day and age, if you want a duel, you've got what you've got. But for the fans, for broadcasting, for media, for excitement, you want to have as many matches as you can head to head. And it would have been nice to have a few more tonight, as we ended up with 5 forfeits, 9 matches. But we did see a handful of good competitive ones here tonight. And there were no real upsets. The state-rated kids all either won by forfeit or won their matches by pin.
Yeah, and that's what happens when they added that extra weight class. Some of those upper weight classes are getting harder and harder to fill. We weren't at full strength. We had, what, five opens tonight, it felt like. And so if both teams were at full strength, I think it would have came down to two, maybe three weight classes. 26, Fleshman for Kearney Catholic was able to get the decision. In a scenario where they're both at full strength, maybe you want to get a pin there to close that gap. Also at 152, Molosik for Central City was the clear aggressor, was able to get that pin for Central City. That was huge. And then that last match at Hollingsworth, you know, if they're at full strength and the other two things happen, it comes down to that 160 match. And then Hollingsworth was able to pin Palmer after it looked like Palmer might have pinned Hollingsworth. So, I mean, it's literally a 50-50 way. Both teams were full strength. You know, it's still early in the year. So, I mean, it is what it is. Central City did well. Their big boys won. Kearney Catholic's big boys won. And in those two or three matches that would have mattered, Central City won them 2-1. So Central City with a good dual win here, 44-29.
We will have all the final results and talk to the coaches, Matt Rogers of Kearney Catholic and Darren Garfield of Central City, right after this on our Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Going to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back to our Pioneer Hybrids Wrestling Recap. Doug Duda joined now by Kearney Catholic wrestling coach Matt Rogers. 44-29, Kearney Catholic ends up getting six wins tonight. Two of those are by forfeit. Four wins tonight on the mat, including the three state-rated wrestlers. And then the freshman, Carter Fleshman, gets a win as well. Matt, I know everybody would love to see 14 matchups, but unfortunately, on paper, when you guys are putting this together in the offseason, it looks great. Central City gets a couple of kids hurt. You're going to have I don't think you've ever really had a full lineup with all this success, and you guys just didn't match up very well.
No, it looked like we were going to have a full lineup actually at the beginning of the year. We had some guys that decided they're going to lift weights for football instead of go out for wrestling. That's okay. We got some guys that are out there competing. Tonight we did not wrestle real well. Central City took advantage in some matches that we kind of left hanging out there, and that really hurt us. So
let's take a look at a couple of those matches tonight, especially at the upper weights. It looked like maybe you've got a lot of inexperience up there, and so did Central City. And when you've got kids that are below 500, it doesn't matter if they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. Anything can kind of happen. So let's start there, because you started at 170, and our first real matches were at 220 and 285.
Yeah, we had Thomas Conley in there with a quick pin there at 82, which was kind of a given with everyone. And then that's when the duel actually really started then after that. And Nick Brungard had got down to 220 for the first time there, and we thought, you know, that was one of those matches that we were going to need to win in order to win the duel. That and a couple others. And, you know, we got pinned there, and that, you know, that got things off on the wrong foot, I guess, for us. We figured Conley would win. And then we knew Dakey was going to have his hands full with Pop, and actually I thought that I was happy to get out of that with the decision. He did a good job of keeping it close. Obviously outweighed quite a bit there, so I was kind of anticipated that. And then I was hoping actually to get some bonus points in a couple of spots that we didn't, too.
Yeah.
So wins and bonus points, really just flat out winning a couple of matches would have helped. Bonus points were going to be needed. You know, it came down to the last two matches, and we lost both of those. So
we take a look at 106-113. It was senior versus freshman.
Yeah.
Because I have you on the headset, I have to ask, because it was your decision to have Alex wrestle at 106. And actually, the freshman, Luke Peterson, battled him pretty well. Cantrell controlled it, couldn't get him pinned. But everybody would have liked to seen him take on McCann at 113.
Yep.
But it's also the first match after the break.
Yep. We needed just didn't feel real good there. I knew that we'd have three very, very difficult matches. I didn't know how Jack would be able to handle himself up at 120. And Alex just making weight right after break. I didn't know how he would be holding up, actually. And I think after watching things play out, you know, maybe we should have bumped them all up there and got three matches out of it, the way things turned out. But going into that little stretch right there, I thought we still had an opportunity to win the duel with some bonus points. And we didn't get the bonus points. You know, Alex got one bonus point. I wanted a pin there. Carter ended up pulling out a match there at 126, old freshman. And he did a great job of pulling out the win in the end. But, boy, to start off with, I thought, oh, boy, we're going to get a stick here. And we didn't get it there. So, and Joe Feldner dominated in his match. That's a good wrestler that he had there, Peterson. But, oh, my gosh, there, I think, is the middle end of the second period. We should add a pin there. You know, just a lot of little things that we needed we didn't get. So.
And then the final match there at 160 is Hollingsworth and Palmer. And we were talking the whole time. Hollingsworth was in control. Ben was just waiting to make his move.
He made his move. He had it. He had him in that cradle real tight. You know, it's just a story. That's kind of the story of the night right there. We got beat up quite a bit. We had our opportunities. We didn't take advantage of them. So.
Well, now you go to High Plains. We'll see you later in the month at the conference tournament. Yeah. Just kind of talk about the upcoming schedule here for you. I know Gibbon's down the road as well.
Yeah, Gibbon next week after High Plains. High Plains will be a great event for us. A lot of tough matches. We're going to have to really step up, though. We're going to have to do better than we did today, that's for sure. And then conference hosted here on the 25th. Then we go to St. Pat's for their invite. Loop City Duels. Then we're at districts, man. So it's going to come down fast. Just really excited about the turnout we had tonight and excited that you guys were here to cover us. So that was awesome. Wrestling, I know our guys were excited. They were disappointed they didn't pull it out tonight, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We just got to get better tomorrow.
Well, let's keep it up. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you in a couple weeks at the conference.
Yep. Thanks, Doug.
That's Matt Rogers, head wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic. We're going to talk with the head wrestling coach at Central City and Darren Garfield here as Central City wins the duel tonight by a score of 44-29. Michael McCann, along with Ryan Malasik, Jordan Hollingsworth, Lane Johnson, Blaine Pop were winners. Then they had three winners by forfeit in Jeremiah Dickinson, along with Brad Shuck and Justin Mackey got the wins tonight by forfeit. And we will talk with Coach Garfield as they get ready to host their own Invitational coming up this Saturday. We'll talk with Coach Garfield about that. But first, Coach came in, got the win in the duel tonight. And if Kearney Catholic lost some of the matches that they thought they could win, you must have won some of the matches that you thought you could win.
Yeah, we knew coming. I talked to Coach Rogers beforehand. Both of us felt like it's going to be a very close duel. A lot of swing matches there. It could have gone either way. And, you know, we were on the fortunate end of things and got a couple of those, and that was the difference in the duel.
Starting off, you knew you were going to have an advantage, at least 6 points on the way things looked out there. You never know, but there wasn't a whole lot of gamesmanship tonight. There wasn't a lot of moving. What was on paper early is what ended up taking place tonight.
Yeah, we thought maybe that they would they got a pretty solid backup at 106, the Pacheco kid, that we thought maybe they would slide him in at 106. Them being open at 120, they'd have been able to slide some bodies up and, you know, move Cantrell up to 13. And, you know, we were going to see who they reported. If they had done that, we would have probably done some bumping ourselves. But it kind of stayed on how it looked on paper. And so I guess we went with it.
What about the advantage that maybe you had wrestling during the Christmas break?
That's the first time we've done that in my 9 years at Central City, and we've been looking for a tournament for years to try and get into something over the Christmas break, and we never had a whole lot of points to use, and so we were able to come up with a free point this year, and I put some feelers out there in Omaha Creighton Prep, you know, of all things, you know, a Class A school, responded, and I thought, you know what a better way to get our guys moving after that moratorium, and ended up being a pretty nice experience for our guys, and I think it helps us, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, Grand Island goes back to the Clash, so you guys slide into their spot at Creighton Prep. how do you think the team has done? Because as we talked about, this is a lot different looking by this probably reminisces of when you took over the program, isn't it? As far as either youth or inexperience.
Yeah, we're very young, and we've got seven sophomores that are in a lineup, and we got two others that are freshmen, and only two seniors in our starting lineup right now, and that's okay. We're young, but we're wrestling our way into some experience, and that's what it's about. And I'm very happy with the progress these guys have made, and we look for them to keep moving forward, and maybe peak at the end of the year, and let's just see what happens.
The heavyweights at 220 and 285 became important matches tonight. You got both of those wins.
Yeah, 220 in my mind coming in was one of the biggest matches that could have gone either way, and it looked like it could have gone either way because we went back and forth, flip us on our back, we flip them on their back, and just keeps kind of flip flopping back and forth. And we got a pretty young kid there. He's wrestling a man's weight class as a freshman, and for him to get a pin there in that situation, kind of jolted our team and ended up being a pretty important win for us tonight.
Of all the other wins or matches that you had tonight, what sticks out in your mind?
I was kind of wanting to see what we got out of Ryan Milosik at 152. This is his first meet back since the opening weekend. He had, hurt his knee a little bit and has been out since. And so this is his first time on back on live action on the mat. And so I wanted to see what we could get out of him. He's definitely got to work his way into some shape. But for him to get a pin, gives our guys another boost there.
Another minute here with Darren Garfield. Central City wins the duel tonight, 44-29. We talked about what's coming up for the Stars. You've got your own invite this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were actually just talking about this on the bus ride on the way over. I really think this is one of the oldest tournaments in the state. I know it dates back to at least 1970, maybe even earlier, but for sure 1970, there hasn't been a year that there hasn't been a Central City invite. We've got eight quality teams in there. We've lost a couple teams over to that Clark's tournament, which is a daunting tournament to say the least, but we bring in some conference schools in Aurora and Holdridge and Northwest, and get to see some people like Ord and St. Paul too, and Hastings, St. Cecilia, and a couple others. So it's a good tournament. It's not loaded with numbers, but the quality is there, and so we're excited to be able to host it again.
What about the rest of the way out? Nebraska City duels, Aurora invite. You make that trip up to Ainsworth to see some different people before conference. You guys are one of the conferences that decide that will be the last meet. It's conference, district, state. But what about the rest of the month for you?
I like the way our schedule sets up. This was our last midweek tournament that we'll have all year long. After this, it goes Saturday, 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 Saturday until we get into the districts run there in district and state. And it's kind of one of those deals. Every other week is a long trip for us. We get the benefit of staying at home this weekend, but then we travel out to Nebraska City the following weekend. After that, we're at Aurora, which is a close trip for us, and then we go all the way up to Ainsworth, as you mentioned. So I like the way it sets up. It gives our guys a full week to get their the workouts in, get their weight under control, and it really does help us, even along the lines of injuries, being able to heal up throughout the week and be ready to compete on Saturdays.
You told me that the dislocated elbows is a weird thing, and that puts your 32 and 38-pounder. Is that just going to be the way it is the rest of the year? You have anybody that could fill in? Is there any chance those guys can come back? Severity, what are you looking at? Out there.
There's a chance we could get one or both back. The guy that is open at 132 right now actually was our 126-pounder, Troy Vanderheiden. When his dislocated, it did not have a break on it. Our other one, Colton Cole, did break, so I don't know the chances of him getting back. I think there's a very good chance we might get Troy Vanderheiden back. That's a kid that's only a sophomore, but has been putting together a pretty nice season for us. I think best case scenario, we maybe look for him to be back around conference time. And it's just one of those freak things. Unfortunately, it's part of the athletic process, and you got to deal with injuries when they come. We don't have a lot of depth. We've got some bodies up top, but that's not where we need them right now. So we'll be open till those guys get healthy.
All right, Darren, congratulations on a good start here to 2014 and winning the duel. And I'm sure we'll see you again as we get close to the postseason.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the broadcast. Thank you so much.
No problem. One of the best around, Darren Garfield, head wrestling coach at Central City. They win the duel 44-29, and we'll give you a final recap with the results right after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here on our recap brought to you by Pioneer Hybrid Seeds. And Craig Weech is your local Pioneer representative. Let's take a look in case you missed any of our matches. We started at 170. That was an open weight class for Kearney Catholic. So Brad Shuck of Central City wins it by forfeit. Then Thomas Conley, the defending state champion and number one ranked wrestler of Kearney Catholic, defeats Marshall Mikowski of Central City by a pin in 131. Justin Mackey gets the forfeit win for Central City at 195. Then at 220 pounds, Lane Johnson of Central City wins by pin in 3 minutes of 20 seconds over Nick Brungard of Kearney Catholic. At heavyweight, Blaine Pop of Central City, a 7-1 win over Joe Dakey in what was a fairly entertaining match. It was one of those that it looked like maybe Dakey was going to make a big move, but he just couldn't quite finish any of his moves in that one and got beat 7-1.
Mike, he had maybe a handful of chances there, Doug, and like you said, just was unable to connect on any of those. So Pop was able to get the 7-1 decision there.
106 pounds, Alex Cantrell, state finalist from last year, a 13-2 major decision over the freshman Luke Peterson, who battled, had a good strategy, wasn't going to win the match, but he didn't get pinned at 113. State-rated Michael McCann wins by a tech fall, 19-2 over freshman Jack Keating of Kearney Catholic. Then at 120, Central City's Jeremiah Dixon wins by a forfeit. At 126, one of the more entertaining matches, Carter Fleshman, the freshman from Kearney Catholic, able to get the 6-5 win over Andrew Myers of Central City. Fleshman was up 4-0. Myers made a big reversal off an illegal, off of a locked hands to cut it to 4-3, but could not finish things off there. And then Ty Conley of Kearney Catholic at 132, and the Stars' Adam Keating at 138. The fans did not get to see the two-time defending champion wrestle. They both won by forfeit. At 145, Joe Feldner of Kearney Catholic, a 9-0 major decision over Jonah Peterson of Central City. And then the Bison won the last two matches. State-rated Ryan Molosik, the sophomore at 152, pins senior Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic in 301. And at 160, the sophomore Jordan Hollinsworth, a pin in 447 over Ben Palmer of Kearney Catholic, that saw both wrestlers on their backs there in the third period. But Central City wins it, and Central City ends up winning the duel by a score of 44-29 over Kearney Catholic. Central City hosts their own invite Saturday. Kearney Catholic will be heading to the High Plains Invitational, which will be at Central Community College in Columbus. Jeff, final thoughts?
Yeah, they're both really young teams, Doug. They've got their talent. The talent's there. They've got some injuries as well. I think there's at least five or less, so you count all your meets that you have left on your fingers. It's tough to not look forward to districts. It's tough, but take each match one at a time. Get that record up. If you're both teams, you got to like what you can take away from tonight and use it going forward. But it's second half of the year, Doug. It's getting exciting, but both teams need to put the blinders on and just focus one match at a time. Districts will be here sooner than you know it.
Yeah, one of the things with all the dual tournaments that are now taking place, there are fewer of these midweek duels, as Coach Garfield said, fewer head-to-head duels, and that's unfortunate because it's nice to see a few. Kearney High does have Columbus coming in next Tuesday, so if you are looking for some wrestling here in the area, that's always a neat one with Columbus at Kearney. And you've been listening to our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Again, Saturday, we will be in Amherst for the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, starting somewhere between 3:30 and 4 o'clock is what we anticipate. We'll also have the Lou Platte Conference Championships Saturday afternoon, January 25th. That usually gets underway just after 2 o'clock. We'll be at the district and state wrestling tournaments as well. Basketball action going on Thursday, Kearney Catholic, Wood River, right here at Cope Gymnasium. You'll hear that on ESPN 1460. Donovan Trumbull will be at Ravenna here on Classic Hits 98.9. Friday, Classic Hits 98.9 has Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic. And on ESPN 1460, Kearney High will be taking on North Platte. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Jeff Babel, thanks for the time, man.
Yep, thanks for having me, Doug.
I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. Our final score tonight in the high school wrestling duel, Central City 44, Kearney Catholic 29.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.